Welcome back to the Sacred Penning Podcast. I'm your host, Becca Ray. I'm a wife, mom, teacher, international best-selling author, and a transformative soul journaling practitioner. I've experienced and taught the power of this sacred practice for 24 years and journaled since the age of 8. Every Wednesday, we provide somatic, meditative inspiration and spirit-led prompts to pen your way to brighter days. Let's activate energetic discoveries together. It's all at your fingertips. Ready to get gritty? Let's dip in. Welcome back to the Joyful Journaling Podcast. I'm your host, Becca Ray. There is no such thing as the Joyful Journaling Podcast anymore. In the autumn of 2023, I gave the Joyful Journaling Podcast a winter nap, and I decided that when spring came, which it is spring, happy spring to you, that it would evolve, it would bloom as a new creation. I look forward to sharing with you the Sacred Penning Podcast, which will air on April 24th, 2024. It is the exact 2-year anniversary of the very first podcast that I ever put out there, which is really funny to me because I just liked the sound of 4-24-24. And as I looked back at when my podcast first started, the very first day that I ever released a podcast was 2 years ago to the day. I just wanted to take an opportunity to thank those who have been listening to former episodes of the Joyful Journaling Podcast. There's still joy in journaling, but what I share with you has evolved. The Sacred Penning Podcast will bring something extra special to the body, mind, and spirit connection, and I look forward to sharing. There will be guests, however, most of the episodes will be solo. I may even at one point still share the end of my book, but we'll see. Like my memoir, life has evolved since 2022, and like my first podcast, things have been moving in a beautiful and new direction. The possibilities that you can tap into with journaling, if you get gritty, if you really do the work within your journal, it can be a joyful experience, but it's going through it that gets you to the joy on the other side. Today, I just wanted to share with you some musings of spring, and again, to say thank you. It's really an honor that I've been away for so long, working on my family, myself, and having this podcast deep within my heart to share in a new way. So my gift to you is a poem from a book that time and a flood in the Corning, New York area forgot. I found it in a beautiful gift shop in Horseheads, New York, when my son was a little boy. And Ralph Waldo Emerson will always be one of my favorite authors. Here is what he penned in a gorgeous collection called Beautiful Thoughts. My copy, you can hear the creaky pages, is from the James Pott & Company from New York. And this printing is all the way back from 1901. Here's from March 21st. As such I knew, a foreseer, a minstrel of the natural year, foreteller of the vernal ides, wise harbinger of spheres and tides, a lover true who knew by heart each joy the mountain dales impart. It seemed that nature could not raise a plant in any secret place, in quaking bog, on snowy hill, beneath the grass that shades the rill, under the snow between the rocks, in damp fields known to bird and fox. But he would come in the very hour it opened in its virgin bower, as if a sunbeam showed the place, and tell its long descended race. It seemed as if the breezes brought him, it seemed as if the sparrows taught him, as if by secret sight he knew where in far fields the orchids grew. I will be releasing some teaser trailers to give you an idea of what I'm offering in a few weeks. But until then, my heart is on all that is possible within yourself. When you dig into that rich, nourishing dirt, plant seeds, believe in hope and in promise that they will bloom in their time. Just like this podcast episode, it's taken quite a while to germinate and to prepare to break through the snowy soil. I know here in the Adirondacks, it's snowing like crazy today. We had some whiteouts, actually. But I know that spring is coming because I can hear the birds that have returned. I can hear them very happily when the sun is shining. I just got a brand new wind chime. It's one of my favorite flowers, a sunflower, and a gift from my husband. What gifts have you given yourself in the last few months, in the season of winter, to be comfortable and warm and evolving in a quiet and tucked away way? What gifts have you allowed yourself to receive as you may have been a little more hidden from the world? I urge you with springtime to jump back into a habit that one day at a time, one sacred cycle of journaling at a time, can truly change some of the soil within your brain, within your heart, and within your spirit. To God be the glory for all He has faithfully allowed. I didn't know if I'd be at the podcast microphone again, but I listened to my heart. And with almost 6,000 listeners all across the globe, I knew that it was time to bring my most authentic journaling to the table, as they say. I look forward to discovering with you. And we'll continue with breath work, with sacred music by Masood Taj, and with a couple surprises that I have along the way, digging deeper than we've ever gone. This isn't your average How to Journal podcast. There are plenty of those, and you can dig back with plenty of my episodes that highlight Julia Cameron's way of journaling, some nuggets of wisdom from Gabby Bernstein in journaling, some of the things I learned from the Center for Journal Therapy, and in some of the episodes, which are just basic good writing instruction. I've been a teacher for 24 years, and I've been guiding people through journaling for most of that time. One is never too young to journal. One is never too old to journal. And the benefits are something that you'll never forget. Document what you've done for yourself, the adventures you've taken to get to the other side of emotions, of events, of inspirations, of goals that you have attained. Everything is a testament to gratitude and to appreciation for all that happens each step of the way. And as you document, you have a living adventure from the penwell of your heart to the page to share. What a story that is. And before I leave you today, of course, I'm going to leave you with a prompt. Inspired by Ralph Waldo Emerson and the title of the book that I read from today, from 1901, Beautiful Thoughts. What beautiful thoughts has the season of winter taught you this year? What are the lessons that you're bringing to apply to your life in spring? Cherish each season. Each season has such a beautiful lesson, such beautiful thoughts to whisper to you if you dig in, delight, and discover in what your intuitive voice, your spirit-led voice, is trying to share. So what beautiful thoughts have you documented even within your heart during the season of winter? It's time to put the lessons that you learned into the evolution of spring. Happy spring. Blessings. And may you have a beautiful Easter if you're celebrating soon. So many miraculous celebrations are going on right now all over the world. May peace and love in whatever you're celebrating be within your heart. May your pen find its sacred well. Until next time.